This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. In his third visit to Tel Aviv since the start of the Israel-Hamas conflict, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting in Gaza to facilitate aid delivery and efforts to free the hostages. But VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports Israel says there will be no temporary truce until all the hostages are freed.
In Tel Aviv, families and friends of the 240 Israeli civilians taken hostage by the U.S.-designated terror group Hamas called for more action to get them freed. Inside, Secretary of State Antony Blinken held talks with top Israeli officials. Blinken later told reporters the United States is relentlessly focused on winning the hostages' release, while also ensuring aid to the thousands of Palestinians in Hamas-run Gaza Strip. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.
Hundreds of Palestinian supporters rallied in central Sydney on Saturday, calling for a ceasefire to end the violence in Gaza. Protesters gathered in Hyde Park, where they spread out a large Palestinian flag, held aloft signs and bloodied baby dolls, and later marched through the city. One activist, Asala Sayera, expressed her outrage with the international community's response to the conflict.
We are very angry to the extent to which the international community isn't taking the right action to demand a ceasefire.
The Israeli military has struck Gaza from the air, imposed a siege, and launched a ground assault, stirring global alarm at humanitarian conditions in the enclave. Food is scarce, medical services are collapsing, and Gaza health officials say more than 9,250 Palestinians have been killed. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Israel struck an ambulance near Gaza hospital on Friday in an attack the military said targeted militants. Here's Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda.
Video obtained by Reuters shows the aftermath of an Israeli airstrike outside a Gaza City hospital on Friday, which Israel's military says targeted an ambulance being used to move Hamas fighters, but which Gaza's health authorities, which are run by Hamas, said it was transporting wounded civilians out of the besieged city, with a large number of people dying.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotonda. A strong earthquake has shaken northwestern Nepal, and officials say at least 128 people are dead and dozens more injured as rescuers search the mountainous villages. Officials said Saturday the toll was expected to rise, saying communication was cut off with many villages. The U.S. Geological Survey says the earthquake had a preliminary magnitude of 5.6 and occurred at a depth of 18 kilometers. Nepal's National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center says its epicenter was at Jharkhand, which is about 400 kilometers northeast of the Nepalese capital, Kathmandu. A former State Department official who's a U.S. Marine Corps veteran convicted of assaulting Capitol Police officers during the January 6th insurrection has been sentenced to nearly 6 years behind bars. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Federal prosecutors say Federico Klein, who had worked on Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, was later given a position in the U.S. State Department, specializing in Brazil and the Southern Cone. They allege in 2021, Klein marched to the Capitol, where he and others, pushing into a tunnel, assaulted police officers and blocked open the doors to the Capitol with a stolen police riot shield in one of the most violent episodes of the January 6th riot. The judge sentencing Klein to 5 years and 10 months behind bars and fining him several $1,000s called Klein's actions shocking and egregious. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ken Mattingly, an astronaut who is best remembered for his efforts on the ground that helped bring the damaged Apollo 13 spacecraft safely back to Earth, has died. He was 87. NASA says Mattingly died Tuesday. Mattingly was to have piloted the command module that would orbit the moon on the Apollo 13 mission in 1970, but he was removed a few days before the launch because he'd been exposed to German measles. When an oxygen tank blew on the craft, cutting most power and oxygen, Mattingly was on the ground and helped get the damaged spacecraft and its three crew members back home. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says he made key decisions in the effort. Mattingly finally orbited the moon himself in 1972 on the Apollo 16 mission. I'm Alexis Strope.